In Tosfos Lamed Zayin, pulling Sif Gimel. So, just to introduce, to understand Sif Gimel, we have to understand Sif Aleph and Beis for a second. So, Chazal permitted Davar Ovid. So, one example of Davar Ovid is a field which you started to irrigate, and the crops are relying on this water coming in. So, you're allowed to continue to irrigate them during Chol HaMoed. If it's a field which requires irrigation, a field which is just beneficial irrigation, but it could really grow what it has to grow without it, just it would be more lush and more growth, etc. So that's not Davar Ovid, and that's also. Then we said that was Sif Aleph. And Sif Beis, we said even in the case of Beis, what's called Beis Hashlocha, in the field which you have to send water into, you must irrigate it. Chazal limited what's mutter. That it can't be a situation where there's tircha of actually drawing water from some water source and then pouring it into the fields. So even if you'd have to take water from the water source, walk up the hill and pour it into an irrigation ditch in the field, but that's going to be also. So because that's a tircha yaseiris. So the only were mutter if you have a water source there in the field, a well, whatever it is, which is flowing out into the field, so that it flows from the source into the irrigation canal that you've dug already. So that's when it's mutter. Okay. Now he adds some more examples of that or limitations in that. I can't understand the details of the cases 100%. When I learned the Gemara, I understand them 100%. So, at least I'm consistent. The Horus Hamoshkin Min Agamin Mutal Haskosh Mehan Beis Hashlochim B'Moyed Hushloi Pasku. So, an Agam is like a marshy type of an area where there's water is gathered, and then there's a river which flows out of that. So that, assuming it's not poisik, it doesn't stop, the flow doesn't stop. So you're allowed to use that as a source of water to irrigate the field. Because you're not doing it by buckets, there's water flowing, and it'll flow, you'll direct some of that water into the field. So you have the amas amayim, which is this flow of water, which is coming from source X. Next to that, you have this pool of water. So I want to use the pool of water to be the source, but the concern is the pool of water might run out. But since over here there's an Amas Amayim, there's this canal which has water flowing in it. So even if the pool of water will run out, I still have the irrigation canal providing water. So Chazal weren't afraid that... Well, Chazal were afraid it's going to run out. You're going to start schlepping... On your shoulder, you're going to start schlepping buckets of water. But over here, that's not a chashash, because even if this source of water runs out, the pool, which is here, there's damas amayim, which is coming from back from the river, whatever it is, it's flowing through there. So you'll go to that. So you have two fields, both are in botei shlochin, a higher field and a lower field. And there's some valid irrigation system which is irrigating the upper field. There's no system like that in the lower field, but what's happening is that the water is running through the upper field and then dripping down into the lower field and has created a pool. So you have this brecha in the lower field, which is being noitef from the upper field. So it's not the favesa shlochen, medayin hinotefes, and the water is still coming in from the upper field. You can use that brecha to be mashka the second base of shlochen. But the water source on the upper one is not going to end. So you're always going to have this water coming to the upper field, which will replenish your water supply down in the lower field. So that's when it's mutter. Excuse me. So this is the case of the Naharas, which are Moshech from Lagamim. But so remember, Shalapasu sounds like a Lashon Avar, so he says that that's correct, that understanding. Shana Poisik Bashum Ham, it does not end, it doesn't run out. Marshal told me, Agamim, it constantly is pouring, it's all flowing out of the Agam. And again, the Agam itself, which is this watery area, this marshy area, there's some spring which is feeding it, making it constantly replenish itself. If there are times where the water runs out of this these streams coming out of the Agam, after Achshav Yesh Ribi Mayim Behem. So there's been a rainy season, and the water in the Agam is high, and the water in the Naharis is high, and there was no concern that by the time Chalmud is over, that you're going to need to do any drawing any water by bucket. You're just going to get to the field and, as it were, stamp out a path for the water to flow from where the canal it's in out into your furrow. You need to dig out that path, and that's it. That's all you got to do. You don't have to start pulling raising buckets of water. Still, usher, because sometimes this, but other times this stream runs out. So. Because of their concern of Tircha and Chol HaMoed, so that's the kind of not get involved in a type of the way they set the rule was something which never runs out, something which runs out. This way, they're guaranteed that they're safe.
What exactly is he not allowed to do?
They're afraid if this water source is going to run out.
No, I'm not saying the gzera, but what exactly is he not allowed to do?
So Chazal don't want him doing is drawing water, but by bucket, schlepping it up into the field and pouring it into the canal to irrigate the field.
Irrigate the bottom field. Does it drip from the top field into?
Well, that's
the
third case. That was the third. The two fields was the third case.
Okay.
Same in the first case, where there was one field. Here's your agam. Here's these streams coming out. Here's your field. So you say, great, there's something supplying the Agam, there's something plying these rivers. I want to run some type of irrigation connection, a ditch, from this stream into my field. So this way I'll start being mashka, I'll be mashka my
Beis. In other words, dig through.
So I'm going to dig through, right? So I'm going to be mashka my Beis HaShlochin.
Excuse me.
I'm going to be mashka my Beis HaShlochin with this water.
Now, I mean...
But if this water source would end, I'm not going to stop irrigating because that's not going to fit a field. So I'm going to go to the well down the road and I'll start pulling buckets of water out of the well and come back and pour it into the ditch. So keep irrigating my field. That Tircha Chazal did not want.
And to dig the ditch he's allowed to do? Why couldn't he do that before Yantif?
If he could have, he should have. But if he didn't, he's allowed to do it.
Why is this different than all the other things that you say you can't do because you could have done it before Yantif? This he could have definitely done before Yantif. Dig ditches? And why couldn't he do it before Yantif?
Again, any process of that he could have done before Yantif, and he decided to leave for Chol HaMoed, he can't do Chol HaMoed.
But I'm saying, I don't understand.
No, it's very simple. He had a field over here.
Okay.
There was a water source coming this way.
All right.
There's a water source over here.
No.
This water source ran out in the middle of Chol HaMoed. He wants to have a crate. What's he supposed to do now?
Oh, I see.
Right.
The water source ran out.
This is Dabra Aved. If he doesn't connect
it
right.
He already had something and it didn't work. I see. Okay. I was just trying to understand why he's digging ditches, why he couldn't have this done before. Okay, because it was, he never thought it would run out, and then Yantif it ran out.
Okay. So, the Chazal said, even though this right now seems a very, very reliable source, a large amount is there, but since it naturally does run out at times, so we're not going to let you do that.
But because you're concerned that he's going
to... It will run out, and then he's going to have to be pulling buckets of water.
Of water.
That's a tircha, which Chazal didn't permit.
It's a davar avid.
So it means even davar avid, Chazal put a limit that they don't want something which is a tircha yaseir.
That was, even though he's going to lose his whole field.
Them's the breaks, as the saying goes.
But he can hire a guy to do it, but not necessarily.
Can he hire a guy to do it? I don't think there's a problem with having a guy do it. Yeah. I don't think they asked that. Okay. Now, so the second scenario was that you had there is pools of water and there's an opposite mine which is running nearby, and you want to use these pools of water to be mashka the field. And the argument being, even if they would run out, you have the Amas HaMayim, which has a self-replenishing source as a backup. Averis b'neyin mutzal l'hashkas mihen. Hanim in a brechus al yedei hamshacha. You're allowed to be mashka from the brechus through hamshacha, which means you're diverting the water into the field. Maybe this water will run out of this pool of water will run out, and it'll bring from somewhere else, transporting by the barrel, you know, filling up barrels and schlepping it. Why? The poski yochel likumei habasamayim, because you always have the habasamayim as the backup in this scenario. Now, by Beis Yosef Kosev Seimenumu Kiyosef B'Shem Arayva the Davka Kashamasamayim Nichlus B'Secha Breches. This, I mean, so we're creating an interesting heter. I'm allowed to use water source X, which normally is potentially is poisek, when normally you say you can't do that because there's water source Y. So if we be writing this halacha, listen, you know, buddy, we made a low plug. So you're supposed to use things which don't run out and things which do run out. So use the thing which doesn't run out and not the thing which does run out. But why do you have to say I can use the one which runs out? Because even if it does, I'll end up using another one. But that definitely is encroaching on our low plug. So Ravid says, to answer that, the case was the Amas HaMayim went into the Brecha. So the Brecha was being replenished by the Amas HaMayim. So the way I'm picturing it is, so you have this canal which has been dug already, the Amas HaMayim is the canal. But it's called an Amas HaMayim because in general they used to dig an Amas wide and an Amas deep. That's it's called an Amas. So that has its water source, you know, it has its spring which is sending water down this thing, and whatever reason, some point in time, someone overflowed and created this pool next to it. So right now there's this connection which is creating this pool. Theoretically, that wasn't something which was the goal wasn't to have Amas HaMayim be there for the pool. The goal was to have Amas HaMayim use to irrigate the fields, not to have it create a pool of water. But right now, there's a pool of water which is being fed by this Amas HaMayim, so that I can don't take water out of the break, knowing it's being fed by the Amas HaMayim. If the Amas HaMayim does not go directly into the brecha, even though the Amas HaMayim goes in this field, so I'm having Amas HaMayim in the field. So what are you worried about? The brecha will end. I'll use Amas HaMayim, which is in the field. Right? I'm not going to go schlep water from the well by drawing it out of the well by the buckets when I have an Amas HaMayim right here. You know. So what? No, that's the loser. The ikal mechush, the dilma osi the mitzvah lasuye. Vis-a-vis the brecha, which is that's not as far as it's concerned, it's water run out, then you have to get other water. So that's what Chazal answered. You have a different way to solve it. That's very nice, but vis-a-vis this body of water, this goes into the regular exam. He argues with this rivet. So the case over here was that there is a Amas HaMayim which Averis Beinehem Mutra L'Hashkas Mehem. So there's a Brecha which Amas HaMayim moves, so there's fields, Brecha, and there's Amas HaMayim which goes between them, between the fields, not going into the Brecha. That's good enough. V'ayim B'tur B'Yisir Selinyin Charitzin Shanasin L'Shamshik B'Sechon Mayim in Nor L'Tzerach Sadas. So you're talking about the irrigation dishes which people made when they made it all the way down to the river. They dug this ditch all the way from the river into the field. So what point in time does this go into saying you're really just taking water from the river, which is mutter? Or do we look at it as independent, like the Brecha, which then it gets involved in this, the river is not by the field in this scenario, the river is away from the field. The case over here, the Amos Amayim was going through the field. So that we said, listen, you know, we'll look at it as one package. But otherwise, we look at each one distinct, and this irrigation ditch this irrigation ditch might be something distinct. So you have to see when yes and when no. He sends it to the Torah and the Beis Yosef about that. If it's relevant to halacha l'maisa, you'll ask me. So that Heino, what was the case? There was an upper field, a field which was elevated, which is the Beis HaShlochen. For your mind, the way Mitzidoi, and it had a mayan on one end, one side, next to it, on the upper end. And the other side, there was a Beis HaShlochen, which was in a lower elevation. Between the two Botei Shlochen, near the lower one, there was a brech ktana, this pool of water. When you would irrigate the upper field from the water from its spring, which that's fine. So the water would eventually saturate the field and drip out from the upper field into the brecha. So now I want to use that brecha to be mashka the lower field. So since the source of the water in the brecha, or at least a way to if it wasn't necessarily the source, but at least a way to replenish the water in the brecha is from the Beis HaShlochen HaYoyna and its mayon. So that's acceptable. But Dain Hino Tefis Mutter, my case was, and there is a flow of water going from the upper field into the breaker right now. Acheris. What's that going on? It's not that you do the lower one. Okay, fine. But Solomon, Beis HaShlochen HaNumuchah means, the other one means the lower one. Vavagav the Brecha, Avida the Pascha. But this Brecha could run out of water. Vavshad also, Batarcha Maisim Mimokamacher. In that situation, we have theoretically that he might go somewhere else. At least that was the generic concern. He'll go somewhere else and schlep the water by hand, or by foot, whatever. Over here, Ho Matafte Vadain me Beis HaShlochen HaGavoya, Mayim Shabo Mimayonoi, bringing the Bavari Leposka. If there's still water flowing out, it takes a long time for the water in the upper field to get full to the point that it's flowing out. So obviously there's a tremendous amount of water in the upper field, which is going to be dripping out into the lower one. So we can assume it won't be Poska.
Taftaf is another conjugation of dripping?
Yeah. And then we're talking about the Mayan, which is the source of irrigation of the upper field, is a reliable Mayan. If the upper one, the Mayan has, so we use this Mayan, not no Chol HaMoed, we use this Mayan to irrigate the upper field, and we like you put a tremendous amount of water in the upper field, the Mayan ran dry. But meanwhile, this field is saturated, it's going to take a week, 2 weeks, to all of the water in the field to drip out into the lower one. Sorry, you're safe. So even the Mayan is posak, but the brecha is guaranteed. So yeah, obviously they're not going to do that because once the source is cut from the source, they're not going to rely on that. Avagav the dime tafti meis hashlochan agavoya v'secha brecha en mashkin me brecha leveis hashlochan anomuk dem aposik mozul b'tarach ha'maisi v'mayin ach. But that's true, but that already goes into the breath of the gzeira, but it's something which is going to end. We're afraid it might end earlier than you think, and then you're going to end up schlepping water. So we said nothing to it. Okay. Dalet. Sif Dalet. Person has vegetables that he would like to, you know, greens literally. He has vegetables, green leafy vegetables, which he would like to eat on the moyed. Um, And he would like to finish the process of having them grow, or having them grow a little more larger. He wants to be mashka them. He wants to be mashka them in order that it should grow more, bigger, or better before he cuts it. If your goal is to be able to have them use to eat them on Yom Tov, sometime over Yom Tov, so you're allowed to do that. If you're just doing that, they should grow bigger. That's awesome. Okay. It doesn't have to be that he himself is planning to eat it. I mean, you can sell it to somebody else, but it's going to be used on the Yom Tov for food for Yom Tov. So this is an important sheet over here, that even though being mashker b'dli normally is usher, but since it's for echol nefesh, so now the heter isn't double rub, the heter is echol nefesh, so they were matir, even tirch yaseir. Okay. My prima gadim shekasa the yesh lomer davka tzarech hamoyed beechol nefesh. It's talking about something which you're going to use on Yom Tov, which is direct echol nefesh. Then there are matzah tirch yaseir. Hal tzarech hamoyed machshiri echol nefesh ukedaim yesh lomer the tirch yaseir also. However, if it's not something which is directly involved in the food, but it's a step before that, so tirch yaseir involved in fixing my kli, which allows me to go out to the field to harvest. So that's the machshiri ochel nefesh that I'm doing the tzirch yaseir in. So that's yeshem that that's also. Al mechadush Ramban b'likuta b'amoyed katan kasa b'hed the machshiri ochel nefesh ke ochel nefesh. The guy with this halacha, they are the same. Kain shehitir tar v'hishem machshiri ochel nefesh ke ochel nefesh kashi yev shal asetz mirav yom tov. The same way the Torah was matir. Machshir, which cannot be done before Yom Tov, get heter to do on Yom Tov. So similarly, the guy b'chol hamoed, we're going to be matir machshir echol nefesh like echol nefesh, that even the tzarech yaseir is mutter. Why is it a spichon also? But just want to get a spichon. It's not a sarchem moed. It's also. How do I feel about hamshachah b'lo yadlo? There, it's also even it's a minimal tircha. It's not hadlo. You're not drawing water. You're just doing hamshachah. You're just diverting the water into that. Don't how you mutter him. How you chashash p'sida. If it's a case of hamshachah versus hadlo, which means diverting the water versus going and pulling it by hand. So we would have differentiated the Gabi Deborah Ovid would have said Hamshach is mutter at law is aser, but Hamshach is mutter. But if you're doing it, just Kehla Shpichah, not Tzarech, just Kehla Shpichah, so it's not Deborah Ovid, it's not Tzarech Amoyed. So, but I'm just doing Hamshach, that's very nice, it's still aser. The also you mutter him hoy cheshash pseida, the Anu Beis Hashlachin. That's the case of the Iraqis. It's not necessary what you're doing. It's just that you want to make it look better, sell better, etc. So that's not a heter. So he's saying to be mashke it, the tzarech hashpocha, even if there's no tirch involved, it's still aser. Later on, a few sifim later, sifik hotan later, he's going to seem to say that that if there's no tirka involved or minimal tirka involved, there will be matra hamshacha, even though it's not tzarech hamayit. But right now, he's going to say not like that. Once, even though it's only hamshacha, which is a minimal tirka, since not tzarech hamayit, so there's no hetter. Okay. Sif hey. You can't dig the holes. Charitzim are like ditches. You dig around the root of the vine. You see, you have your grapevine. And it has one place where it has a root, but you know, the trunk goes into the ground, and the roots start growing over there. So that's called ikrei gafanim, where the trunk is. So sometimes they would dig they would dig like a ditch around the plant, right around where the root trunk is, and then they could pour water, and the water would go soak in more quickly and go into the roots, and the roots would absorb the water. So digging that ditch is osur. So you can't be osur chareitzim b'shem kriyas shma kedei shisma'al b'mayim. The goal is in order to fill up with water. That's not a hetter. However, imayim asuyos. If you already had these ditches dug, and now he's calculated, let's say the retaining wall, you didn't dig it well, so now that dirt mud has collapsed into the hole, and you're back to no hole. You got to fix that. I will also let me conjure some mishmarishana. So if all you're doing is fixing, so that's mutter. I will also let me conjure some mishmarishana. But to deepen them, we're saying like you know the reason why it's getting full of all of this calcium, the walls are collapsing in, etc., because it's not deep enough. If it'd be deep enough, even if it collapses in there, it collapses on the bottom, and the water would flow over the top. 7/8 of the summer problem. That's very nice. Not a cholomoy. Yudzayin enoisin. Who you tirchi yaseir, also after ikib pseida. Even though, so we said before, even in case of pseida, which the geffen will not thrive as well, so they're going to have some damage to the geffen, either short term or even long term, I don't know, by not digging this thing. But so even though it's a half sentence, but since it's a techi yaseir, chazal did not allow it. So it collapsed and it's closed up the passage. So if the passage is still visible, you can tell where it was. Since it's called you're restoring the past, just restoring it. If however it's been obliterated totally, so you're not just restoring it, you're starting from scratch. So that's not what. So they allowed the tikkun because in general the tikkun is limit is not so again, I'm not so familiar with exactly how you do these processes to tell you which it has more tikkun and less tikkun, but if they tell me it's what it is, that's the way it is. So if it's already been dug and you just have to fix it, that tikkun is a minimal tikkun.
Because it's basically a hole that was filled. That stuff came in it, so it's not like digging a hole in new dirt that you have to start digging very hard to break it through. It's all soft in there. It's because it's stuff that sediment that came into the hole. That's not that much of a tikkun as to build a new hole. I think that's what he means.
Okay.
So the sediment that goes in, it's soft. It just came in. It wasn't sitting there for a year or two.
Okay, well, he didn't differentiate the new and old. We discussed that before. That maybe, I don't know, but new should be worse because who said, that you fix it, it's, still getting the kinks out. Who said it's going to be usable? So you're doing it for a tzarech, which you're actually going to end up using b'chlal, something like that. Whereas an old one, you know, it's all faithful. You know, you always know that older people are more reliable than younger ones. But you can't make it any deeper than you started with. Also, the hamikon, well, then the also lachim, and you can't widen them either. Which, like I said, listen, the rest of it having a problem. Let's widen the whole area, so even if it falls in, it won't block everything. Let's solve the problem right now. After Yom Tov. Say, let's do Vav. Amas Amayim, Shinis Kalkulov, Nasatanusa. So you have an Amas Amayim, which it collapsed in, you know, at some point in his Kalkul. Some of it is not deep enough, it's not wide enough, whatever it is. So you can fix it. If it was a tefach deep, you're allowed to continue it further. Now, the Mishmur will deal with the way it reads simply. It sounds like you're talking about a brand new amas amayim, which you have never dug to its full depth. But Mishmur says that the Mishmur with the Gemara that the case is talking about a case where it had been dug to its full depth, okay. And then it collapsed in. And you only have a tefach left, so you got to dig it out. So I'm in six tefachim deep. You got to deep it down to the bottom. Chaver ba atshisha. Ha'isa muka tefachayim. So you got to dig down to six. If it was tefachayim deep, mamika ad shiva. You got to even go further.
So these were these irrigation ditches which they used, irrigation canals they used to get the water all around the field. It's an ama wide and an ama thick. She's kalkal masakten. If it got it, it was niskal. You already built it before Yom Tov. Nice kalkal, you fix it. Abel ain't oisin. So with the chil, you can't make a new one. The chil. Who was any nisim legamri? But shal nisher afilu tefach. Kam can also the sakta. The zeh havi kasiyah betchila. That which you're allowed to reinstate it is talking about there was still some flow. There was some potential flow. There was some depth to it. It was totally obliterated. Totally. So that's it. You can't. You just like you're starting from scratch, and that's also. So, it was a tefach deep. She allowed to be dig this six. So once you learn this halacha we just said, it makes a lot of sense. That if it we've lost too much of it, we haven't a right to go and recover the rest, which is like mamash. It's like as if you're starting from scratch because it's so insignificant. What's there? What's left over there? When is the start of the chachila? Who was the name of the Gamish? The Nishar Filu Tabakam can also have a Kasim Mithila. A Muka Tafa. A lot of the Mash of the Serial who Chav Kimmel. The Serial of the Filu Lahoisa Chavur Mir of Yom Tabel Tafa. Mutalakra Bachalamoy Jesu. You only, if it's the chachila making it, you're dug in a Tafa deep, you haven't finished the process, you can dig it deeper. Obviously, if it had already been dug and had been filled up with sediment, etc., you want to dig it out and go back to where it was, that's for sure. That's a lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Lashon of Gemara, the Gemara, Masakin is a Mekukolus, Mashadavka Lasakin a Mekukol Mutar, Avalachmer Michodesh, also Mekukol Gavni, Chen Masha Mekama Peskin. So he seems to be Machri at the end that he feels like we're not relying on the Shulchan Aruch, that situation. So you're allowed to dig it down like Shisha. You can't do more than that. As a matter of fact, we don't mean doing less than that either, because we want. That's a good depth. That'll bring the water the best. So that's you are supposed to do in the way which is the best way for the benefit. The boy shisha tovachim and he needs six tovachim wide.
But let's say the case was that it was deeper than originally six. So now it came filled up. I want to fix it back to its original state, which is more than six. No, and it was surely talking about actually realized she should walk him, but what? So on Shabbos you can go down the six, down an amma's worth, and after Shabbos you want to do more. That's your business. Ad Shiva. In case it was ready was to a chayim, you can take it down to seven. So come can who sofa bechafira chamisha tvachim. You're adding the same five tvachim. If you have one, you can go down to six. If you have two, you can go down to seven. It's adding the same thing. No, you can't dip down to eight because derech yaseri. That's already derech yaseri. Lashich offer the chutz. The deeper you get, the more harder it is to step to throw out. You dig out. You have to throw out the dirt up and out. So, some point in time it becomes derech yaseri. He says, because I'm not comfortable being matter even being matter seven, which the Shulchan Aruch mentions, not everybody agrees to. So Kal v'chomer to keep going beyond that is not going to be mutter. Let's hold this here.